Hello again, this is Dwayne, and this is more good stuff you really ought to know. And one thing you really ought to know is how to use passing tones. Passing tones are tones that are not part of the chord, they pass through the chord, okay? Like, you live in a house, and the family members of that house belong in that house, but there's other people that just pass through that house. Maybe the refrigerator repairman, he passes through the house, or the mailman passes through the house, or the guy that works on the stove, you know, they're passing through, right? So that's the way these tones are. They're passing through. But what they do is they beautify the chord, okay? I don't think that can always be said of plumbers and mailmen that go through the house, but it certainly can be said of these non-chordal tones. So let's play the C chord. Anything that I pass through that C chord would be called a passing tone. In other words, if I played a melody that went like this, we would have to say that D and F are passing tones. C, E, and G that I played, they're chord tones, so they're not passing tones, but D is a passing tone, F is a passing tone, okay? So D and F are passing tones. If I played a chromatic scale, then all those half steps are passing tones as well, okay? Now, not every passing tone sounds good with chords, okay? So I just want to point out the most usable passing tones. And the most usable passing tones are the ninth, also known as the second. Sometimes in pop music you'll see the ninth notated as the second. So in the key of C, that would be D. Whether you call it the second or the ninth, we're talking about the same note, okay? And it's a D. And so if you did something like that, that would be a passing tone, the ninth passing to the root. You've heard that kind of thing. Listen. Remember several Olympics ago, if you're old enough to remember that, there was an Olympic athlete, from Russia, known as Nadia Comaneci, I believe. And this song, which she had played during her performance, came to be known as Nadia's theme. Anyway, what's going on is we're having a passing ninth to the root, okay? Remember the Carpenters, Karen Carpenter and her brother? They used a lot of that kind of thing. You've heard that kind of thing, okay? And that's simply the ninth passing to the root, okay? Now, there's other kinds of passing tones that will work also. That probably the next most used or the next best would be the seventh, the major seventh, passing to the sixth, or the sixth to the fifth. So on C, that would be the C chord with B passing to A, or A passing to G, or any combination thereof. In other words, you could have B to A to G. Quite often this will be on the bottom of the chord. For example, if I played the C chord and I had B on the bottom and then A and then G, it adds a lot of interest to it, because it's changing the chord all the time. You see, the C chord remains standard, doesn't it? It remains steady. But those inside passing tones make a lot of interest. So you can just experiment and do them at random. You don't have to go down, incidentally, the way I did. You could come up. You could go G, A, B, C, or G, A, B, A, G, A, B, A, or D, C, B, A, D, C, B, A, or A, B, C, D, D, C, B, A. You see that? Now, can you move more than one note at a time? Sure. Like if you had the C chord, I'm playing E on top, C in the middle, and G on the bottom. Now, instead of C in the middle, put in D and B. That's the ninth and the seventh, isn't it? Now move D and B down to C and A. See that? That makes it interesting. Could you move it down chromatically? Sure. Move from D and B down to D flat and B flat and C and A. Listen, on Moon River, I could do that with G on top. I'd have E under it, the C chord, but also D and B, the color tones, and then passing down to D flat and B flat, then C and A. Listen. Right there. I have the A minor chord, but I have B passing to A, the ninth passing to A. There I had the C chord with the D passing to C. Also, you can pass it gently or you can do it like that. If you pass it kind of like so, that's called a grace note or a twang. It can provide a little bit of a twang. Twangs are used in Western music, but they're also used in New Age music. And certain kinds of jazz and fusion as well. And it just comes from getting off that passing tone quickly and then resolving it. For example, I'm playing D, E, and G together, but I'm letting D up and then playing C. See that? Those are all passing tones that you're hearing. Passing sixth, passing seventh, passing ninth. Okay, so there's some ideas about passing tones. How do you proceed from here? You use the scientific method. It's called trial and error. Any song you're playing, you plug in a ninth and pass it to the root, or you plug in a major seventh and pass it to the sixth, or you plug in a sixth and you pass it to the fifth, or you combine them like I did on some of that I just played for you. Okay, so experiment around and you'll discover some neat things. In general terms, the more motion you can get under the melody, the better. Okay, because the melody can kind of be static, can't it? Because it's quite often it's held for long periods of time. Okay, a melody is, for example, if you were playing All the Things You Are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You see, I'm playing A flat for 4 beats. And then D flat for 4 beats, okay? So what can I do that to make that more interesting? Well, I can use passing tones. You just make it so much more interesting instead of sitting 1, 2, 3, 4 instead of that, but you create some motion. Okay, now that motion can be in quarter notes like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, or it can be in eighth notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, lot fuller and more flowing. Okay, well, there's some more good stuff you really ought to know. Combine that with the other things I've been sharing with you over the last few months, and anything else you can do to make your playing more interesting. So we'll see you again next month. Bye-bye for now.